rains. Partly cloudy Thursday, same for Friday, but Friday we'll have a chance of an isolated thunderstorm into the evening. Out ahead of that, cool fronts coming down late Friday and Saturday, bringing us some welcome changes to the temperatures and humidity over the weekend. Ralph Sanji, WGSO, third annual Greater New Orleans Militaria Show at the Castine Center in Mandeville. Dealers from across the nation exhibiting and selling world-class, museum-quality military antiques and collectibles. From all eras and nations, you'll find uniforms, hats, medals, vintage weapons, flight gear, and more. Saturday, Sunday, October 7th and 8th at the Castine Center in Mandeville. More info at GreaterNewOrleansMilitariaShow.com and Facebook.com/ Greater New Orleans Militaria Show.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
We are sounding good today. It is 4 o'clock and it is time for Herds Louisiana Live. We're bringing it to you. Got all the news from the day, except for only the most important hearing going on, and I think the fix is in. We'll talk about it. I think we're bartering death penalties amongst Democratic DAs. Hey, it's just the strangest thing I've seen, but we'll talk about it a little bit. That the Blue Cross Blue Shield sale is going to come back. It's the biggest transaction in Louisiana's history. That is the a taking of the people and a fleecing of the policyholders. Second biggest thing is the giveaway, the surrender of crime and punishment in this clemency hearing. There was supposed to be another hearing. If you remember Thursday, it was put off. They did a, in the back room, under the table, settlement that you cannot get a copy of, and they did it late Friday. Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, they were supposed to have another hearing in Baton Rouge, East Baton Rouge, and find out who agreed to give away death penalties. We'll see. We'll talk more about it. I maybe gave you most of the scoop. We're going to do our financial report like we always do. Finances are getting weird in the national markets, particularly as it relates to the interest rates going on. And that's really an interesting problem we'll talk about. Then we'll get to, we'll talk a little bit about the council. The council has a big hearing today. We were going to have a big hearing in congressional redistricting today, but the Fifth Circuit turned it off. It will come back later. And then we're going to talk about the clemency hearing. Then we're going to talk about early voting. Let's remind everybody we got to do early voting. And then we'll talk a little bit about Mud Pie Week in electioneering. I don't want to give the punchline away, but I just can't resist it. And then we may get into a few other little tidbits of Louisiana budgeting and how important this election is. But look, Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, is coming in hot. We'd love to hear from you at 504-556-9696 on the Louisiana Excellence Hotline. You're welcome. I want to know who you're voting for. Why? Because it doesn't matter. You're not right or wrong. I want to know who you're voting for and why, because it gives us an idea of what issues are really penetrating the election population. And we'll go from there. But look, let's get this financial report done. It's real strange. It's a strange sucker today. Well, we've been talking about interest rates and that the front end, we had the inverted curve. The front end went up high. The back end was low. That's unusual. That's what happens when the Fed is pushing rates up. But the market and the overspending by federal government is starting to corrosively eat at our stock markets, our equity markets. S&P closed down 58 points, which is 1.4% down. Closed at 42.29, down 1.4. NASDAQ closed down 248, down 1.8%, almost 1.9, at 13,059. Dow Jones, hold on to your seat, closed down 431 points, down 1.3% in a day, closed at 30,002. That's low. I mean, that's down. And what's happening is, let me show you what is happening. Our two-year Treasury rate is up at 5.15, at 5.15. But where is our 30-year Treasury that used to be at 3.7, 3.8? That was, the two-year was a little lower. It is up all the way to 4.93. It's up almost an eighth of a percentage point in one day. So the inverted curve does exist, but really almost, it can be said, does not. What's happening is the base rate paid in the market is going up long term and coming up. The only way we're going to get an inverted curve out of this is if short term rates, this one's at 5.15, let's say it finally locks in and stays there, but the 30 year rate goes from 4.9. What if it goes to 6.1? Now we've got a traditional yield curve where the short-term rate is lower than the long-term rate. But all of those rates will have, well, if you take the 30-year, it will have almost doubled in the last year. So that's what happened is, we've said it, and when inflation goes up, interest rates go up. When interest rates go up, business slows down. When business slows down, the stock market goes down. That's what we ended up with. And again, part of the symptom, part of what's driving this beyond the interest rates, natural gas closed at 2.94. That's up 3.7% in one day. One day. And while that's good because America produces a lot of natural gas, that's still an inflationary multiplier. Crude oil closed at 87. That's good. It's down below that 90 level, but it's still a little bit elevated. Oil isn't the problem. Natural gas and federal overspending is the problem. You cannot get a deal in Washington right now that would include a reduction of our spending. We were at all-time high, taxation. And the spending, the difference between our revenue and our spending is what we borrow from China and the world. And that's what, as that deficit grows, it raises your interest rate. Again, the killer of wealth. What we've got to do is get a deal in Washington where the federal government can agree to reduce its spending down and not be generating. We're spending $5 trillion and we're having to borrow almost 40% of what we're spending. We're borrowing, we're spending five, we're raising 3.5, and we're borrowing $1.5 trillion or 1.75. It's that excessive spending that is caused inflation. It's going to cause rates to go up. And what we're going to get next is stagflation. We're going to get interest rates higher. We're going to get inflation higher while we lose jobs. We need our U.S. government to say we have got to take our foot off all this crazy spending. All of it is not necessary if cumulatively it's going to kill us all. Our economics, our wealth, our savings. Look, we got to take a break. That's our financial report. When we get back, we're going to deal with the city council, and is to have a meeting this evening. We're going to see. I think it starts at 5:30. We'll be back. This is Herd Louisiana Live. Paul Herd's your host. We want to hear from you. 504-556-9696. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Wednesday, candidate for St. Bernard President Wayne Landry joins us. House candidate Charles Marsala checks in. Our legal analyst Pat Rooney joins us, and we'll discuss the hot topics with our Ringside All-Star, the Craw Gator Doug Schechschneider. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO. WGSO. It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
This is the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
We're glad to be here. It is an afternoon, 4 o'clock, 4:15. Maybe getting off work, finishing up our day, trying to catch up with what the government is doing for us and to us. We're glad to bring it here. Paul Herd, your host. We'd love to hear from you on our Louisiana Independence Hotline. Who you voting for? We're going to talk about that. I went and did my voting today. I have cast my die for my future in this great state. I hope we can turn it around with this vote, but it's going to be interesting. Look, let's talk about what's going on in the big city. We're going to end up talking about the mayor's election, not the mayor's election. The fight between a administrative director of communications for the mayor spending $51,000 on a mail-out to allegedly, we'll see what the council thinks, spending city money to promote a campaign event that's illegal. It's not proper, if that's what it was. The council has given Gregory Joseph notice that they have reason to remove him for incompetence. These are terms of art in the charter: incompetence, neglect of duty, and gross misconduct. And what's interesting is this: there's an article in the NOLA, Ben Myers. I'm going to tell you, I wonder about these people. I don't even think, like I said yesterday, I don't even think they read what they write in their own paper. But Mr. Myers' article says, and this is published late yesterday, it leads up to what's going to happen at the council meeting today. If you'll remember, when this came up, the council voted 4-2 to give Mr. Joseph an opportunity to come before the council, because the council in the charter has the authority to remove major department heads, major positions in the city. And to do it, you've got to give someone due process. They gave him notice of what he did wrong. He spent $51,000 on political advertising, they say, and that's illegal, that's improper, and that he will be terminated. And the charter gives the council the authority to concur in the appointment of these major positions and to remove people for cause. And that's really what this is a for-cause hearing. The vote on it, when it was first decided that they were going to set up the procedure to consider removing Mr. Joseph, was Morrell, Marino, Harris, and Geruso voted for. Four of them, that he needs to explain why he should not be removed. Councilman Green and King voted no. They did not believe what he did was sufficient to justify removal. And at that particular hearing or city council meeting, Oliver Thomas was not present at all. But it only takes a majority vote to remove a major person if they find that competence, malfeasance, or my fingers won't turn the page. The incompetence, neglect of duty. I don't think it's as much a neglect. It's either incompetence or gross misconduct. And I think if they are going to find that this was a political ad, that they took city money and spent it on her recall election, that, I believe, would be gross misconduct. We're going to find out tonight. The interesting part will be how Mr. Thomas votes, whether or not anyone flinches. But let me tell you, I read some of this, and I hear people say, oh, well, the council has never done this. I thought this was a power that the citizens just gave the council with a recently adopted charter amendment. And the gentleman that runs the gambit was commenting on, well, this is just out, you know, this is extraordinary. This is unusual. I don't think it's unusual at all if they just received the power from the people by modifying the charter, and they're now exercising that authority. We'll see how that goes, but it's really something that's, I think it's important, because the problem with the council and the mayor right now is the mayor does not act as if. I don't want to say she doesn't, But our mayor acts as if she does not have to listen, has to work with, doesn't have to reach a consensus with our council. We, the people in Orleans, elect both. And they have to work together to make this city work. And I think if this gentleman is removed, I think it will be a good lesson for the council, because I think they've got a pretty clear misconduct. You don't spend, I mean, nobody's reimbursed the $51,000 that was wasted on an electioneer piece of paper, electioneer communication. We'll see how it goes. We'll find out later today. Look, one other interesting topic right now is that the city have received some federal funds, and they're going to use them to try to get some of the homeless off the street. Sounds all right. But it's all they're going to do is it's as if they have no idea why people are homeless. The new plan is that the city is going to take federal money that it was given to launch a major new effort to combat New Orleans homelessness. Okay, why do we have homelessness? It's not because the people don't have homes. It's because these people are out of control in their life. They've got drug problems. They have 90% of it is pure, unadulterated, raging drug addiction. Alcohol, drugs, whatever. And what's the problem is you don't cure drug addiction with giving someone a place to shoot up and die. And that's all this program is going to do. It's going to take the homeless off the street. It's not going to do anything for their drug addiction. And all it's going to do is give them a slightly cleaner place to die. It's an inhumane approach. Now, the other thing, when I read this stuff, I'm a lawyer by trade. I'm a lawyer by training. I look at this NOLA paper as the biggest propaganda sheet that you'd ever want to look at. They describe drug-addicted, out-of-control, mentally ill people as experiencing homelessness. They're not experiencing homelessness. They're experiencing raging drug addiction. Look, when we get back, we're going to talk about this crazy plan, because all it's going to do is grow us more homeless. Paul Hurd's your host. Louisiana Live's your program. Tell your friends we're getting it on. Give us a call. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
I believe Louisiana, our jobs, our kids, our values are worth fighting for. This is Jeff Landry. That's why, as Attorney General, a police officer, and Sheriff's Deputy, I help take criminals off our streets. As Governor, I will work to keep them out of our neighborhoods. It's why, as a Parish Economic Development Director and as a small business owner, I help to create hundreds of jobs for Louisiana. Our state deserves a great economy. As governor, I will cut the red tape that's harming our business owners. As the son of a school teacher, I believe every kid deserves a great education. We must protect them from harm and from woke politics in the classroom. This is Jeff Landry. If you believe in Louisiana, I ask for your vote for governor. And join me at jefflandry.com. Together, we can make Louisiana great. Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
October 21st and 22nd.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show.
October 21st and 22nd.
At the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A 33-year-old former Tangipahoa Parish schoolteacher accused of sex crimes, including a rape charge, has been arrested after turning herself into detectives this morning. Investigators claim she was impregnated by a now 17-year-old student. According to the Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office, Morgan Fresh of LaRonja was a teacher at LaRonja Middle School. We're just a few days into early voting, but trends may be pointing to a lower voter turnout. The Secretary of State's office says voter turnout for gubernatorial primaries is usually in the mid-40s. But Cuvion says based on the first 2 days of early voting, the turnout could be lower than that.
My gut feel is telling me 40% turnout. But if in-person voting keeps lagging what it was in 2019, I may be needing to revise that prediction downwards towards the mid-30s.
Cuvion also said more Republicans have voted early than Democrats so far. LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
We don't often think of sweets as nutritional, but Louisiana sugar is only 16 calories per teaspoon. It comes from sugarcane, a plant that's thrived in Louisiana for over 200 years. Sugarcane, sweetening your life naturally. Log on, learn more at lacane.org.
Tiger Rag Magazine subscribers are LSU fans in the know. Tiger Rag Magazine gives you exclusive stories, beautiful pictures, and behind-the-scenes insights. Subscribe today and be in the know at tigerrag.com.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our eighth season of Breakfast with a Bible.
Thank you.
everywhere. Glad to be here. Trying to get my headphones right, man. It's rattling around in my brain. There's a lot of empty space in there. So it gets a little bit of an echo, but we're back. Look, let's talk about this homeless program, this homeless strategy. New Orleans has 90% of the homeless in the Orleans-Jefferson area. What we've got and what our strategy has been for the homeless in the Orleans area has been, look, we're going to create a drug-free use zone. We're not going to prosecute. We've got no bail. If you're using your drugs and we don't catch you stealing and we don't catch you prostituting and we don't catch you abusing your neighbor, no harm, no foul, and you get to be left alone. You get free homes now. This program says, man, if you don't want to pay for a home, just lay around and we'll get you a home. We'll get you a place for you to sleep, and the city will pay for it. And even better than that, they'll feed you. They'll get you charitable organizations, or they'll get you food stamps. If you want to be a druggy, out-of-control person, come to New Orleans. It's our biggest growth business in the city. Our homeless is up 50% in the last year. So what's our real principles of homeless? What does the Orleans government want to do with homeless? We want to support drug dealers because we're not going to do anything about dealing drugs. We want to support people who are useless because of the drug and the abuse of the drug use. So if you're drug addicted, come on to New Orleans because we're going to let you sit on the curb and just hover around half death. And then finally, we're going to put you in an apartment. We're going to get you off the street, and then we're going to let you get high and die. That's all this program ought to be known as. Is the Orleans get high and die solution to homeless. We're not helping anybody. We've got to disconnect these people from the drug dealing. That means we need to tell them, you've got two choices if you're a possessor or a dealer. If you're a dealer, you go to jail. If you're a possessor and a user, you're going to go to jail and we're going to dry you out. And we're not going to tolerate these drug dens, these open drug markets. We're going to recognize that drug dealing is a violent, ugly, deathly business. And we're going to put bail on the people dealing that's high. You're not going to get out. We're going to put you in jail. We're going to send you to Angola, let you play at the Angola rodeo. But you're not going to play on our Orleans streets anymore. That's a plan with a heart. This is hospice. This we're going to get you a place out of the rain. It's not cure. It's not care. It's hospice for the drug addicted. We need to do better than that. We need firm love in those situations. Look, the other thing I wanted to mention today, there was a hearing scheduled for this morning at 9 o'clock in East Baton Rouge on the clemency issues. You know, it's interesting. There's nothing more important right now going on except the elections, the statewide elections, dealing more with, are we going to let our bureaucrats go behind closed doors and do away with the death penalty in Louisiana because we're just too soft. We just don't care how vicious and mean and how crime has earned the punishment. We were supposed to have another hearing today. There was the pardon and parole board had a meeting late Friday, said they had entered into an agreement, but they'd only entered into the agreement. They didn't have everybody on the board's approval, and they didn't have all the plaintiffs in the lawsuit whose hearing was supposed to be today. They didn't have all of them signed on. In fact, one of the lawyers that represented some of the other DAs other than the East Baton Rouge DA, who I think is the one that sold out. I think he backed down and let the board reach an agreement that they would let that he would ignore the legal issues that he had raised. He didn't get them fixed. What he did was nobody. This is the key to this. If you want to know what's really going on, the DAs, the judges, the governor, nobody wants this to get to the Louisiana Supreme Court where it belongs. The Louisiana Supreme Court is not going to sanction ignoring state law, ignoring established procedures, and the Supreme Court will say, no, that's the law. You've got to follow it if the end result is you want to have a death penalty that you're going to waive. And that's where they're trying to get to. What they're trying to do is give Governor Edwards a fig leaf or a win so he can say, oh, see, Democrats, I did great. I got rid of the death penalty. Tell you who else I'm afraid is involved, and that's Jason Williams. From what that reporter, what that other lawyer said on Friday, he said Orleans Parish has filed no objection to the granting of clemency for all of the death penalty convicts on death row. That includes Antoinette Frank and all the rest. It's just shameful that that's what is going on. And they all know if they push it in court, it's going to go from the East Baton Rouge District Court. It's going to go to an appellate level. And then it's going to the Louisiana Supreme Court. And I do not believe they've got four of the seven justices that will support ignoring procedural law, ignoring standards, and simply say, well, if you guys want to, why don't y'all just waive the death penalty and give them a different sentence? It's not how crime and punishment works. That's where we are. It's the other thing I'm going to mention about our media is the media generally are the people who want to do away with the death penalty. They are in favor of getting rid of the death penalty. And while all these shenanigans and backroom deals are being done, they're reporting nothing. They are like Nero. They are fiddling while Rome burns and murderers escape. It's a strange, strange situation. But remember this. The reason they're doing it, the way they're doing it, is they're trying to do it to make sure the settlement stays below the Louisiana Supreme Court, because there's five or six of the Supreme Court justices, if they sanction this, will get voted off the bench for this one vote if they sanction these legal shenanigans to turn loose this group of murderers, because it's just one step down. You go to life. They'll be back in 5 years and try to get a 40-year and a parole. This is opening the door for the worst of the worst that we have. I'll report tomorrow. I think I'm the only one reporting. I don't hear it anywhere on the radio. I don't hear it. WWL did a little bit. No, WBRZ in Baton Rouge did a little bit of a report. You can't get squat. So you know something's going wrong. Look, that's where we are. I wanted to mention that one. We'll bring back the real facts tomorrow. But right now, we need the six DAs to stand up. We need the Attorney General's office to stand up and say, we require the pardon board to follow law and procedure. And if they won't do it, and the judge won't order them to do it and enjoin what they're doing, they're just going to take the appeal up and take it to the Louisiana Supreme Court, and they won't I don't believe they will tolerate this, because they'll lose their job. And this will be the only vote that someone beats them over the head with, and they'll get what they deserve. But that's where we are on clemency. Look, Again, I wanted to mention we got early voting going on. Let me and when we get back, we'll talk about it a little bit. We got the unity pledge amongst the Republicans. We got mud pies being thrown at each other. We're going to take our last break. Man, this day went fast. Take our break. We're going to do a little bit of advertising, and we'll be right back for our last segment.
Pick a toy, pick a joy in the air. Son of a gun, you have been fun on the bike.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Here, Paul Hurd, your host, Hurd's Louisiana Live. We're coming in hot. We're bringing you Louisiana news. This stuff, it's unbelievable how much the grind behind closed doors, how much is hidden from this group of listeners, this public voters, how much they're not told squat. Look, last thing I want to mention, then we'll go on, and that is on this clemency hearing settlement. The deal is allegedly that this is where they're bargaining. One report says that they've agreed, they being whoever's behind the door, East Baton Rouge District Attorney for sure, the Attorney General's in this lawsuit, six other DAs are. The deal is somewhere between 5 and 10 of our death penalty convicts, murderers, people who have had appeal after appeal after appeal, that they're all bargaining with their lives behind closed doors, and they're going to agree with the pardon board that you guys can clear these 5 to 10 murderers with a quick okay, send them to Governor Edwards, and let him pardon them. That's what the deal is behind closed doors. Everyone hadn't agreed to it. That's where it was yesterday. And I don't know exactly where it is now, but it's there was a hearing. I've got some people that can help me catch up, but it's going to be after the show. Look, let's mention one other thing. It's early voting. If you haven't voted early, please go and vote early. Remember this too, and the final day to vote. Election day is the 14th. Today is the 3rd. 11 days. It's a week from this Saturday. Remember this, and I think that it doesn't matter which side you're on, which candidate you're on. The mud pies come out the last 2 weeks before vote day, and that means they start putting out allegations, dirty politics, dirty allegations about the last 2 weeks. And we're in that period. We're in the mud pie week, and that is early voting a week before elections. Why do they do it now? Is because no one can rebut it. What do they say? They say a lie can circle the earth in a day, and the truth will take a year to catch up. Don't let a lie change your mind. If it wasn't good enough information to get it to us, the voters, more than 2 weeks before elections, it's a lie. It's a misstatement. It's, you know, you can always lie, but the easiest way is to lie with statistics. All of this is a situation where ignore anything new, ignore these third party allegations, and go vote. One thing I would suggest to you is that you ask your Republican candidates, have you signed the unity pledge? Have you signed the leadership pledge that says when you get to the House or the Senate, you will only support a candidate for Speaker of the House, President of the Senate? You will only support a candidate supported by a majority of the Republicans. If you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat, there's not going to be enough Democrats. There may not be one third Democrat. Each chamber may reach two thirds Republican. What happened in the last 4 years was that a fraud squad is what their nickname has become. But the losers, the liberal big government rhinos, Republican in name only, joined with Governor Edwards and the Democrats, and the Democrats and Governor Edwards have run the legislature, even though Republicans allegedly had two-thirds of it. The way to stop that is if your candidate won't take the unity pledge, don't vote for him. In the Senate, don't vote for him. In the House, don't vote for him. The answer is if it does us no good to elect someone who says, well, I'm a Republican, I'm conservative. If they say, but by the way, when I get there, I may not vote that way. I can't promise you I'm conservative. I can promise you I might be conservative. I can promise you I might want to go in the back room and cut a deal with the Democrats. And this is why it's important. This is the last chance. The Democrats have given up on winning the governorship. Their last chance is to try to elect enough rhino Republicans to join with the Democratic core so that they can be the roadblock in the Senate. That is where, if you want to set your people free, make your senators join the Leadership Unity Pledge. That's where we are. We've got our election coming up. It's going to be interesting, and again, these allegations come up now. They're false. They're petty. They really don't make any sense at all. And just don't give them the time of day. I've got a whole article here by Jeremy Alford where he lists all the crazy allegations. Somebody's being accused of acts of intentionally burning up a dog and 8 puppies. I mean, it's really a crazy, crazy allegation. Everybody's being accused of doing tons of stuff and making deals. If it really occurred, if it was really important, we would already have it on the record way before this week. Jeremy Alford's article is interesting. I was trying to see what other... There's an allegation of a building where the mayor helped somebody buy a building cheap, and then he owned a piece of it. It's all just crazy, crazy stuff. Don't believe it if it comes out this week or it comes out last week. It's just crazy. Let me see here. I've got just a couple of minutes left. I did want to mention that my favorite communist manifesto publisher, the Louisiana Budget Project, they're not even socialists. They have no idea. They do not wish to engage in capitalism. They want government-allocated economics. They want the 5-year plan, just like the Politburo did in Russia, in the Soviet Union. Their idea is the government needs to allocate money, and they'll take as much from us as they need. This week, October 2, yesterday, their publication, Louisiana Budget Project, decided we had a broken daycare system. And the reason we have a broken daycare system is because when COVID occurred, the government gave, and this is part of the spending problem that's going to bankrupt America if we don't fix it, gave out money because they closed down work. And if you couldn't work, you couldn't pay for your daycare. And so the government started giving away daycare money for people, parents, mostly a lot of women, mostly women, men as well, but they would give you daycare money. Well, the pandemic's over. We're back to work. We're earning a living. We're taking care of our families. But this group thinks that there's a child care problem because the government doesn't want to pay, cannot pay, 100% cost of daycare. We all work for a living. We all work to support and love our families. And the Louisiana Budget Project just is lost in the forest. It's supply demand. The prices will fill up. We've got to take it for another day. We're going to be back with our clemency hearing report tomorrow. Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live. We are coming in hot. WGSO 990 AM. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Son, Tuda had a bright future, but his life was taken by someone who should have never been on the streets. Just a senseless crime.
My daughter was excited about the future. All of a sudden, we heard a pop. Landry bent over and screamed, "Help me." That's when I knew. It was a scream that you never forget. I grabbed her and said, "I'm here. Mama's here. Tell me what's wrong." And she never said another word.
There's no justice when murderers are allowed to walk free.
Jeff Landry knows where the system's broken and wants to make our state safer.
Jeff Landry was a police officer and a sheriff's deputy, and he knows what's wrong with our criminal justice system.
Jeff Landry wants to fix the system.
Jeff Landry will hold everyone accountable. He will make our streets safe again.
We need a law and order governor.
That's why I'm supporting Jeff Landry for governor.
Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way.
not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
It's Jeff Pruehr. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.